come from. Remember the ongoing work as well of Bethel Children's Crusade over the summer season. May thy hand of blessing be upon it. And again, Lord, we thank thee for children that have been reached throughout the spring and the winter season, and that seed that has been sown. And Lord, may it live on in young lives, we pray, and bring forth fruit. Remember our land, O God, today in all of its need. We just pray today that thou would bless each of our sister congregations. Remember every minister, every student, every layman alike who will preach thy word. May they know the hand of thy blessing upon them. And Lord, wherever thy word is faithfully proclaimed, here in the province of Northern Ireland, we think of the south of Ireland as well. We think of England, Scotland, and Wales. Bless every faithful ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, O God, we ask. And Father, we do pray that thou would remember our land and all of its need. Lord, we pray for days of revival, days of reformation. We do pray, Lord, that there'll be a turning away from sin and false religion, turning unto thee, and that even those who rule in our land and in our nation, that they might rule in accordance with thy word, that they might be guided, Lord, by thy word, and that they might realize, O God, that there is a God in heaven with whom they have to do. Have mercy, Lord, upon our royal family. May the light of the gospel, the light of thy truth, shine into that household, and may they be made wise, O God, unto salvation, we ask. Father in heaven, we do pray for our missionaries, that thou wilt bless those who labor at home in the summer season, and Lord, those that labor in foreign fields as well, Lord, bless them. We think especially of their Cascadon family today as their brother commences his ministry there today. Bless him and bless his wife and family, we pray, and encourage them greatly in the Lord. Remember the youth team out at this time as well. Bless the young people and their ministry amongst them at this time as well. And Lord, use them for thine honor and for thy glory, we pray. Lord, abide with us now, we ask of thee. Cleanse our hearts afresh in the precious blood of the Lamb. Pour out thy Holy Spirit upon us. Lead and guide and direct in every part and every detail of our meeting today. And Lord, may we go home rejoicing that we've met with thee, that we've heard thy voice, that we've heard that voice saying, this is the way, walk either, and hear in heaven thy dwelling place and answer prayer. For we ask all these things for thy name's sake and for thine honor and glory and praise, we pray. Amen. We're going to turn again, please, in our hymn book to the hymn number 70. In your hymn book, the hymn number 70, in the page 203 of your hymn book, immortal honors rest on Jesus' head, my God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction, and despair. The hymn number 70, in the page 203, and we'll stand as we sing. Stand as we sing. have your Bible with you this morning, I would ask you to turn, please, to the Old Testament book of the Song of Solomon and to the chapter number 2. We're turning to the Old Testament book of the Song of Solomon. You'll find that after the book of the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, we're turning to the Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. And we're breaking into the chapter, the verse number 8, and reading down to the end of the chapter. Let us hear God's precious word as we read it together this morning. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and the verse number 8. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse number 17. And our prayer is that God will bless this public reading of his eternal and infallible word to all our hearts. At this stage of our meeting, I want to welcome everyone this Lord's Day morning to God's house. Good to see all who have gathered with us here today. And we bid you a very special welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're visiting with us. It's always a joy to have visitors to share in our fellowship. We trust that you'll feel at home and you know the blessing of the Lord amongst us. We give a special welcome to the Reverend Stephen Nelson, wife and little one with us here today. Glad to have you with us in fellowship. Pray the Lord will bless you this time of holiday, that you'll not just get sunstroke in County Fermanagh, but may you know the blessing of the Lord upon you. But to all who gather today, we welcome you. If you're a believer today, may you be encouraged in the Lord. And if you're not saved, may this day you come and put your faith and trust in the Lord for salvation. Welcome those who may be viewing online as well. We thank you for joining with us, and we pray the Lord will bless you through his word today. The announcements for the week are as follows. Do you remember, please, the evening prayer meeting tonight here in the church at 6:30. We encourage as many as possible to gather for the time of prayer, and then the gospel service at 7 p.m. Our brother, Mr. John Dummigan, an elder from our church in Lurgan, will be along to preach God's word. So pray for him as he comes, and I do come along tonight and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. Pray that he know God's help and blessing. I'll be taking the evening service over in Kaskiri Church. We'd value prayer for that, and then the open air afterward there as well in the village. So do pray for that as well this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, 1:45, meeting here in the church car park for the ongoing door-to-door outreach. So do remember that. Pray for it. And if you're able to join with us, we'll be delighted to see you. Meeting here at 1:45, 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday night, 8 p.m., the midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. And we'll be along to bring God's word. Pray for that meeting. Plan to keep Tuesday night free and join with us around God's word. A Wednesday meeting here in the church at 7:30. The committee is having the annual cleanup around the church, and all are welcome to come. Men and ladies, young people, as the old saying goes, many hands make light work. Trust as many as possible able to gather. I want to apologize, I can't be here as we're doing the prayer meeting over in Kaskiri, but we trust that the Lord will undertake and it'll be a favorable dry night on Wednesday evening. Next Lord's Day, the 2nd of July, services 12 noon in the morning, evening gospel service at 7 p.m.
both services preceded by the half of prayer. We belong to bring God's word at both services. Also, being the first Sunday of the month, is building fund offering. And the offering for the month of June came to £702, for which we thank you sincerely in the Lord. Please pray daily. We encourage you to set aside time daily to pray for the Lough Erne Convention, which will be upon us just in a month's time, from the Lord's Day the 30th of July through to Lord's Day the 6th of August. And there are wee invites out there. We encourage you to take those, give them out. And remember the preachers, especially in prayer, Dr. John Douglas, the Reverend Stephen Pollock, and the Reverend John Armstrong, moderator. Pray that they'll know God's help and blessing and guidance and the ministry of God's word. It'll be a time of blessing and reviving to God's people. All the meetings, our evening meetings, are at 8 p.m. and the Lord's Day meetings at 12 noon. Can I just also mention there is a tea rota there out on the hall table for the convention. And ideally, if two ladies could put their name beside a suitable date each night of the convention, that would be greatly appreciated. So do remember that out there on the table on the porch. The offering for our brother, Mr. Colin Maxwell, on Tuesday night came to £1,434, for which we thank you sincerely in the Lord for your giving and generosity. This coming Friday night, the 30th of June at 8 p.m. in our Ballygowan Church is the installation service for the Reverend Timothy Omerod. So pray for him as he takes up that work. If you're free, do go along to that service. And then the Christian Workers Training Academy recommences on Thursday night, the 12th of October, in our Tandragee Church. And for further information regarding that, do contact the Reverend Julian Patterson from Ballymagerney, who's in charge of that course. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're turning again in our hymn book, please, to the hymn number 390. 390. We don't take up an offering, but do remember the offering plates as you leave. But this is a lovely old hymn reminding us of our relationship with Christ as believers. It says, "Dear Saviour, Thou art mine. How sweet the thought to me. Let me repeat Thy name and lift my heart to Thee. Mine, mine, I know Thou art mine. Saviour, dear Saviour, I know Thou art mine." 390. We'll keep our seats while we sing the early part of this hymn. The final verse and chorus.
So let me sing my praise. So let me call.
to that chapter we read earlier, please, to Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Also, a word of thanks to all who helped in any way with the Sunday school outing yesterday. We had a very good day, and a good day of fellowship and favorable weather, and the Lord's blessing was upon the day. We want to thank all concerned with the Sunday school outing. Now, we're going to turn again to Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, and with God's word open before us, let us just look to the Lord briefly in prayer. Our Father and our God, as we come now to thy precious and holy word, we pray that thou would bless thy word and speak to us from thy word. Lord, as thou didst open up the heart of Lydia of old, we pray that every heart in this meeting, from the youngest to the oldest, will be opened up by the Spirit of God to hear what God the Lord would say. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that as thy people we might be sanctified more and more through thy truth in the ways of God and conform more and more to the image of Christ, our Redeemer. And for any today who know not the Lord as Savior, if not the knowledge of Christ as their Redeemer, who have not that assurance that all is well with their soul, Lord, speak to them today. And Father, we pray that they might come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Help us now, we pray, as we meditate upon thy word. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost and with the power of God. Pour out thy Spirit upon preacher and upon congregation alike. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen and amen. Our text of Scripture for today we want to look at and base our message around the opening words of verse number 16. Of the Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, where it says, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." Now, one of the great preachers in the Bible that shows forth, if you like, the believer's union with Christ as their Savior is the picture of marriage. As a husband and wife are joined together in holy matrimony, so in redemption, the Lord and his people are joined together. And we see this picture set before us throughout the Scriptures. In Ephesians chapter 5, and that chapter in particular, the Apostle Paul is speaking to God's people about marriage and instructing them about the institution of marriage. And he says these words in that chapter. He says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Then he goes on and he adds this. He says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." And here Paul tells us how the institution of marriage, it really shows, it's a picture. It depicts the union of Christ with his own redeemed people. And again, we have the same thought in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 54, in the verse number 5, where it says there in that verse, it says, "For thy maker is thine husband." And again, the picture of marriage there in that verse is used to highlight the Lord's relationship and the Lord's union with his people. And again, we see that same lesson portrayed in the words of our text today in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, in the verse number 16. It says, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." Here we have the bride, the Old Testament believer, speaking of Christ, her beloved Savior, her Redeemer, her heavenly bridegroom. And as she speaks of him, she speaks in her text in these words. She says, "My beloved is mine, and I am his." And my, this is very much the thought and the theme, yes, of the entire book of the Song of Solomon. The Bible tells us how Solomon wrote many songs. In fact, the Bible says he wrote 1,005 songs. But this song is known as the Song of Solomon. In other words, the greatest of his songs. Why? Because it is much of Christ and much of his relationship to his people, to his redeemed. Yes, this divinely inspired song, it shows Christ as the heavenly bridegroom and his bride.